I'd like to welcome everyone to the Senate Transportation, Tourism, and Economic Development Appropriations Subcommittee. Ryle, please call the roll.
Chair Hudson?
Here.
Senator Thurston?
Here.
Senator Brandis? Senator Lee? Good. Senator Perry?
Here.
Senator Simpson? Senator Tadeo?
Here.
Senator Torres?
Here.
Comments present.
Thank you. If we could please stand for the pledge led by Senator Tadeo. Anyone who wants to speak before the committee, please complete an appearance form and turn it into our staff. If you check the box on the form to waive your speaking time, I will read your position into the record. Please turn off or mute all cell phones. Members, we have a pretty light agenda today. We're going to start with tab 3, Senator Diaz. He has to get back to another committee. Senator Diaz, CS for SB 1086, vehicle and vessel registration data and functionality. You're recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Would you like me to go to the strike call?
Actually, let's do that. That's Amendment Barcode 774030. You're recognized to explain the strike call.
The strike call clarifies the authority to contract with a license tag agent is a function of the tax collector. It codifies current practices related to license tag agents, including the authority to determine license tag agent service charges and to require the disclosure of each of such service charges to the consumer. The bill defines tax collector systems that are provided by technology vendors and requires the Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles to provide tax collectors and their vendors real-time data access and interface functionality for online renewals of vehicles and vessels, as well as in-person transactions, including the information such as residential address and email address. It further clarifies that the vendors must protect customer privacy. The purpose of all of this is to ensure that tax collectors have the tools they need to improve the customer experience. By approving this legislation, you're ensuring that tax collectors can look up customer data in bulk to make data-driven decisions, such as staffing their offices appropriately for busy month periods or relocating or reallocating staff to busy branches. Update real-time when a payment is made to avoid duplicate payments. Use email addresses to communicate with customers. Update addresses in real time, clear registration holds more efficiently, and protect consumer information through agreements, ensuring privacy of data. That's the strike call.
Thank you. Are there any questions for Senator Diaz? Seeing none, I have one appearance form. That is David Ramba, Florida Auto Dealers Association. Waiving and support. Any debate on the amendment? Without objection, let's show that amendment again, 774030 approved. We're now on the bill as amended. Any questions for Senator Diaz? I have no cards. Any debate? Seeing none, Senator Diaz, you're recognized to close.
Waive
on the
close,
bill.
Mr. Chair.
Having waived close, Raul, please call the roll on final passage for CS for CS for SB 1086.
Senator Brandis? Senator Lee? Senator Perry?
Yes.
Senator Simpson? Senator Tadeo?
Yes.
Senator Torres?
Yes.
Senator Thurston?
Yes.
Chair Hudson?
Yes. And by your vote, CS for CS for SB 1086 will be reported favorably.
Thank you.
Next, we'll go to tab 1, and that is CS for Senate Bill 16 by Senator Simmons, relief for Christiera Jones, Logan Grant, Denard Mabin, Jr., and Leonard Mabin with the Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles. You're recognized to explain your bill, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and Senators. This arises out of a terrible accident in which Highway Patrol Trooper Raul Humana was traveling in a direction, and he misjudged the turn where he was turning. He ran into a concrete barrier, and then he ran into the southbound lane of I-75, where he struck Christia Jones and her three children. This is a mediated settlement agreement that has then further, it was $17.715 million up to that amount, but the amount that has been agreed upon in the settlement for this claims bill is $9 million for these children.
Thank you. I'm going to explain your bill. Are there any questions? Seeing none, I have one appearance form. It's Ken McKinney. McKenna? Waiving in support. Any debate on the bill? Seeing none, you're recognized to close.
waive closing.
Having waived close, Raul, please call the roll on final passage for CS for SB 16.
Senator Brandis? Senator Lee? Senator Perry?
No.
Senator Simpson?
Yes.
Senator Tadeo?
Yes.
Senator Torres?
Yes.
Senator Thurston?
Yes.
Chair Hudson?
Yes. By your vote, CS for SB 16 will be reported favorably.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you, Senators.
Thank you. Next, we'll go to tab 2, CS for SB 220, Senator Cruz, abandoned cemeteries. You are recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senate Bill 2020 creates a Florida task force on abandoned African-American cemeteries within the Department of State that will identify unmarked or abandoned African-American cemeteries and burial grounds throughout Florida. Their purpose will be to develop and recommend strategies that will preserve this history and ensure the dignity and respect for the deceased. This legislation was drafted this summer after the rediscovery of Zion Cemetery in Tampa, which is a historical African-American cemetery that was later built upon and is now the site of Robles Park, a Tampa Housing Authority property, in addition to other buildings. There are nearly 3,000 abandoned African-American cemeteries that have not yet been identified in Florida, according to estimates made by archaeologists. Additionally, the bill requires the Division of Historical Resources to ensure that the African-American cemeteries identified by the task force are included on the Florida Master Site File and are noted as official Florida historical sites, which makes the site eligible for an official Florida historical marker, and that essentially is the bill. There is an amendment, Mr. Chair.
Yeah, let's go ahead and take up the amendment. That's barcode 782640. You're recognized, Senator Cruz, to explain the amendment.
Mr. Chair, this amendment removes the appropriations that were amended to the Senate General Appropriations Act. Additionally, the amendment adds members to the task force. We thought we should add a member of the Senate and a member of the House and one elected official from local government, which would be appointed by the Secretary of State. And that is the amendment, Mr. Chair.
Thank you for having explained the amendment. Any questions on the amendment? Seeing none, I do not have any appearance cards, any debate. Without objection, let's show that amendment adopted. We're now on the bill as amended. Any questions for Senator Cruz? Seeing none, any debate for Senator Cruz? Seeing none, you're recognized to close on your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and I would normally waive close, but this is important to me and so many in Florida. So since the summertime, we've seen in Tampa that this is an evolving situation that's worthy of our attention. This task force is important for the future of our state. It will set the precedent for how long Florida and other counties, handle these historical sites. I'm a fourth generation Tampa native, and I care deeply about the great history of my city and my state. That also moves me to recognize that parts of our history that include hate, divisiveness, and tragedy. A good community does not run from our history. Our state should not run from our history either. I look forward to your favorable support on this very good bill. Thank you.
Having closed on your bill, Raul, please call the roll on final passage for CS for CS SB 220.
Senator Brandis? Senator Lee? Senator Perry? Senator Simpson?
Yes.
Senator Tadeo?
Yes.
Senator Torres?
Yes.
Senator Thurston?
Yes.
Chair Hudson?
Yes. And by your vote, CS for CS for SB 220 will be reported favorably.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd also like to mention that there are some students here from FSU who have taken this bill on as their project, and they're watching and they're studying and they're researching. So I want to thank them for being here. Thank you.
Thank you for being here. Senator Lee, are you ready by chance? I know you just got here. Okay, let's go to tab 4, Senate Bill 7054, Infrastructure and Security Committee, and Senator Lee on Transportation. You're recognized to explain the bill.
When you asked if I was ready, you didn't say 7054. Thank you, Mr. Chair. This is essentially, for lack of a better description, kind of the Department of Transportation's legislative package, and we're trying our best, Mr. Chair, to keep this down to things that are non-controversial, given its historically low probability of passing both chambers. So I appreciate the support of all the people in the audience, both those that are in here and that are not in here. The substance of the bill before the amendment that amendments that we have removes the rail enterprise from the department's organizational structure, but leaves rail responsibilities in place with the department. It also reallocates the existing funding for documentary stamps currently allocated to the rail enterprise and their projects and rail safety improvements. These changes are phased in over 3 years, and to the point is to ensure that the work program is not somehow impacted by that. The bill also makes a number of related technical and conforming changes to, with respect to the rail enterprise are relevant to that. The bill also increases the authorization debt service cap on right-of-way acquisition and bridge construction bonds issued to finance the and refinance the cost of acquiring real property for the state for state roads, or to finance or refinance cost of bridge construction from $275 million to $350 million, but it leaves the statutory general revenue debt service coverage caps that are currently in statute as a protection. The bill removes July 1, 2020 sunset date for the annual $5 million in funding to the STTF for the Intermodal Logistic Center Infrastructure Support Program, continuing the program funding. This is essentially the program that I always thought was an oxymoron, which is inland ports. I don't know how you can have inland ports, but, you know, they're more the logistics centers. The bill also requires drivers to move into other lanes and reduce speed when encountering roadside maintenance or construction vehicles displaying warning lights, authorizes portable radar speed display units in advance of a work zone where workers are present for the purpose of road and bridge maintenance or construction on roads with a posted speed of 55 miles an hour or more to display flashing red and blue lights. The bill requires the FDOT to offer a right of first refusal to previous property owners from whom the DOT acquired property when the FDOT has determined the property is not needed for transportation purposes. This is under the eminent domain process. If they're surplusing property, they offer it back to the property owner they acquired it from first, prior to putting it on the market for sale to someone else. The bill revises the date of Metropolitan Planning Organization submission of project priorities for purposes of developing FDOT's tentative work program and MPO transportation improvement plans. The bill removes the expiration date for authority, the Legislative Budget Commission chair and vice chair to approve amendments to the FDOT's work program that transfer fixed capital outlay appropriations between categories or increase appropriation categories. That's something that was adopted by the legislature a few years ago. The bill increases from $200 to $295 million the liability insurance amount, the FDOT's passenger rail system, in accordance with federal requirements for Amtrak. The bill repeals the Economic Development Transportation Program and makes conforming revisions to relating statutes. And the bill removes obsolete references to general revenue service charge and transportation-related taxes deposited in the State Transportation Trust Fund. And finally, it conforms state law to federal terminology with respect to required documentation submitted by each person applying for a permit to construct or alter an airport obstruction, which documents must be reviewed by the DOT. That is the bill.
Thank you. Are there any questions on the bill? Or we can go into the amendatory process and then come back to questions, if that's all right. All right, let's go into the First Amendment. That is barcode 182020 by Senator Lee. You're recognized to explain the amendment.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. This may be slightly more cumbersome than necessary, but I felt like each of these amendments ought to stand on their own, so I'm offering them individually. The first is really just a technical change. The amendment simply places the rail responsibilities with the Florida Department of Transportation. It's a conforming amendment, if you will, to the underlying bill and the rail authority.
Okay, great. Any questions? Seeing none, I have two appearance cards. Robert Stewart with Port Canaveral. Waving in support. And Rusty Roberts with Brightline Trains. You're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll just be very brief. I just want to say that in the
building of what is the most transformational infrastructure project in Florida in the last several decades. We've been working very closely with Florida DOT on ensuring all safety standards are met and we can build the most safest railroad possible in Florida. A lot of debate in the legislature about that over the last few years, and I just wanted to stand up here and say thank you to Florida DOT for their work with us. I also want to personally thank President Lee for his work on this issue with us, and you, Mr. Chairman, and I also wanted to thank Senator Mayfield for her interest in this issue, and we support the amendment. Thank you.
Thank you. Any debate? Seeing none, without objection, let's go ahead and show amendment barcode 182020 as approved. We're now on the second amendment. That is barcode 274560. You're recognized to explain the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This was brought to us by Lake County as well as the Department of Transportation. The amendment removes the prohibition against expansion of the Central Florida Expressway system into Lake County without the department's approval. I'm sorry, did I get the wrong amendment?
This is the Marina Evacuations, 274560.
I'm sorry. I don't know why I had a different order.
That's all right.
I got, so you said 274560?
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry, yes. This amendment is intended to keep the state's waterways open to the movement of vessels and prevents potential damage to facilities within our deep water ports during hurricane emergencies. Upon the issuance of a hurricane watch, the effects of waters and marinas located in deep water seaports prohibits vessels under 500 gross tons from remaining in the waters of such marinas that have been deemed not suitable for refuge during a hurricane. This requires that vessel owners promptly remove their vessels from the waterways upon issuance of evacuation order by the deep water seaport. It provides that after a watch has been issued, if an owner or operator has not removed the vessel pursuant to an order from the seaport, the owner or operator may be subject to a fine in the amount not to exceed three times the cost associated with removing the vessel from the waterway. This is the subject of Senator Mayfield's bill, SB 826.
All right, any questions? Seeing none, I have no appearance cards, any debate? Without objection, let's show amendment barcode 274560 as approved. Next, we're on amendment barcode 822698 by Senator Lee. You're recognized to explain the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This bill sort of piggybacks on something the legislature did last year. Last year, we approved CEI Airport Design Services for seaports. Airports were left out of the discussion. In the interim, we not only learned that the airports were left out of the discussion, but we also learned that there are federal guardrails to prohibit conflicts of interest. So what this amendment does is allows airports to use the same consulting firm to perform design services and construction services and inspection services on the same project as we have done, as I said, for seaports last year. But the amendment also addresses conflicts of interest in contracting for airport and seaport projects funded by the DOT and administered by a local government entity, and it applies those same conflict of interest standards to the ports. This is best practices under federal law, and since we're cleaning up the statute, we thought we probably ought to do that as well.
Thank you. Any questions on the amendment? Seeing none, I have one appearance card. Lisa Waters with the Florida Airports Council.
Florida Airports Council waives
its
support.
Waiving its support. Any debate on the amendment? Seeing none, without objection, let's show that amendment, barcode 822698, as approved. We're now on the fourth amendment. That's barcode 566528 by Senator Lee. You are recognized.
This is the amendment that was brought to me by Lake County and the Department of Transportation. The amendment removes the prohibition against expansion of the Central Florida Expressway system into Lake County without DOT's approval.
Any questions on the amendment? Seeing none, I have one appearance form, Chris Carmody with Lake County. Waiving in support. Any debate? Seeing none, let's show that amendment. I'm ahead of myself. Hang on. That was 566528. Let's show that approved without objection. Now we are on the last, number five amendment, barcode 167288 by Senator Tadeo. You're recognized to explain the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I want to first say thank you to Senator Lee for sitting down with me about this amendment. It changes five words, or any public transportation projects are the five words. This is because leftover revenues raised from high occupancy toll lanes or express lanes, certainly in my county, and I know other counties are concerned as well, especially the larger ones, are just sitting there. For example, in Miami-Dade County, we have $77 million in leftover revenues that we can only use for building new roads, and we'd like to be able to use it for other transportation projects. The MPO chairman is here. He is also the mayor of Miami Gardens. Welcome, Mr. Mayor. But after further discussion with the chairman, with President Lee, I'd like to withdraw this amendment to have an opportunity to discuss it further and see in it later in another committee maybe. Thank you.
All right. Without objection, let's show amendment barcode 167288 as withdrawn. We are now on the bill as amended. Any questions for the sponsor on the bill as amended? Seeing none, I have zero appearance cards on the bill. Any debate? Seeing none, Senator Lee, you are recognized to close.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair. Let me just say that Senator Tadeo and she brought me this amendment, and I'm really trying very hard to make sure that what we do is some sort of a consensus, or that there's a really compelling need to do it, and we just haven't been able to settle on that. So with that, Mr. Chair, I close on the bill and ask those in the audience to pray for me.
We haven't closed on the bill. Raul, please call the roll on final passage of CS for SB 7054.
Senator Brandes? Senator Lee?
Yes.
Senator Perry?
Yes.
Senator Simpson?
Yes.
Senator Tadeo?
Yes.
Senator Torres?
Yes.
Senator Thurston?
Yes.
Chair Hudson?
Yes, and by your vote, CS for SB 7054 will be reported as favorable. Any other business before the committee? Seeing none, Senator Lee moves we adjourn. Without objection, show that motion adopted. This meeting is now adjourned.